Yeah, sounded really nice. Got a great payoff on that song. Un Poco d'Amor from Sol Ocarina and her band live here all the way from Bogota here on WFMU. And check her out on myspace.com/SOLOKARINA. And I have links as well live on the playlist page, WFMU.org. So, and again, her album is called Sumergible. Yes, tell something.
Sumergible is going to be on iTunes, and we will be launching Sumergible in October 25th here in the States. We will be releasing Sumergible here in the States and Europe, you know, because all of the copies you have around has been promotional copies, actually. So now we will be having this album in on iTunes and other platforms, so people can buy it through the web.
Well, that's exciting. it's all your stuff, all your original songs.
Mostly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some others I have co-authors. Yeah. Oh, okay. But well, the ones I like the most are entirely.
The best ones.
And the ones people like the most. Happens to be my songs.
Have you written, do you have a big pile of songs now for the future? Or do you write, do you take your time and write for, wait for a long time until you're ready to make something a song?
Well, I take my time. Well, I try to be composing all the time, but don't have like piles of songs, you know? No. I usually take my time and compose at my own pace, and sometimes sometimes inspiration comes, and like when flowers bloom, yeah.
How old were you when you wrote your first song? Just a funny question.
I was 16 years old.
Okay. When you were playing, you had a rock band when you were young? This is about rock band too, but you had a band in high school.
A rock band. But actually, you know, this rhythm from Calypso Town, yeah. I've been playing the cuatro rhythm since I have 7 years old. I had 7 years old. So it became a song many times, so long after that. So
it's always been right in the heart of your music since you were little.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Cool. All right, what do you want to play next song?
Guaraná. Guaraná, that's our cumbia song.